crack your head or breathe the tear gas air. Oh, where were you in Chicago when the fight was being fought? Oh, where were you in Chicago? 'Cause I was in Detroit.
And that's the Motor City 5, the MC5, Wayne Kramer, Fred Sonic Smith, and all their friends with Kick Out the Jams from their debut album of the same name. And that was recorded live at the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago. And before that was kind of like spitting with a cover of the Phil Oaks classic, Where Were You in Chicago? Because I was in Detroit. Yes, it's Chicago is on our mind here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. And there are many reasons for that. Number one, the convention starts tomorrow. Number two, the White Sox are truly, truly dreadful, and scientists will be studying this for many, many years to come. And also, I'm going out there in a few days to see my niece, my new niece, my less new niece, but still new niece, and my brother and his wife and all of our friends and family out there. Can't wait for that. And something else about Chicago that's going on. No, that's about it. So yeah, we're going to we're going to have a Chicago-centric show, and we're going to start with this next number by Talking Heads from their final album, Naked, and better album than you remember. And this is, the album came out in 1988. The Democrats had their convention in, want to say, Atlanta. It wasn't Atlanta, but this song is one of the few explicitly political songs that the Talking Heads ever did. And even as explicit as it can be, it's still painted in broad strokes. Take a listen. You'll see what I mean. Thank you.
Start the parade. things go, drove to Chicago. All things go, we sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind, I don't mind, I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. Drove to New York in a van with my friend. We slept in parking lots. I don't mind, I don't mind. I was in love with the place. In my mind, in my mind, I made a lot of mistakes. In my crying in a van with my friend. It was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot.
Jack to help you, 'cause he'll turn the other ear. down in Georgia's got a law on the books. Says if we all got guns, then we won't have crooks. Now what could make them think that way? What could make them act that way? They're just a right-wing pigeon from outer space, sent here to destroy the human race. They don't give a damn about you or me. They just buy guns and watch his TV. Let's go! The lady in Detroit owns a can of mace. Got my brother, so she sprayed it in his face. Now what could make her think that way? What could make her act that way? She's just a right-wing pigeon from outer space, send her to destroy the human race. She don't give a damn about you or me. She just buys guns and watches TV. The man in the White House who just don't care, he stars little kids and he dyes his hair. Now what could make him think that way? What could make him act that way? He's just a right-wing pigeon from outer space, sent here to destroy the human race. He don't give a damn about you or me. He just buys guns and watches TV. Yo!
That was the Dead Milkmen with their, off of their debut album, Big Lizard in My Backyard. That was Right Wing Pigeons. And then we had two songs called Chicago, one by Graham Nash, one by Sif John Stevens. At the start, we had Talking Heads, The Democratic Circus from 1988's Naked. Now let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA. It's numbers to think about Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. I know that's not the newest model, but use your imagination. Those numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, and someone has written here in the margins in pencil, to recap, crypto boys, you suck, and you're killing the planet. Truer words never written in a binder of PSA announcements. And I will say this, if you are looking for a more environmentally friendly form of getting fleeced, I believe you can go still find a wallet inspector somewhere. And as we listen to the final strains of the theme of Rome by Danger Mouse and Danielle Lupi from the album Rome, which is a fantastic album that you've ignored to your cost, I shall set you up for a cover of a Richard Hell song. So enjoy that. See you on the other side.
Such a gamble when you get a face. It's fascinating to observe. what the mirror does, but when I dine, it's for the wall that I set ablaze. I'm belonging to the blank generation, and I could take it or leave it each time. I'm belonging to the generation, but I could take it or leave it each time. Triangles were falling at the window as the doctor cursed. He was a cotton lawn forsaken by the public eye. The nurse adjusted her crutches as I breathed my first. The doctor grabbed my throat and yelled, "God's consolation prize." I'm belonging to the blank generation, and I could take it or leave it each time. I'm belonging to the generation, but beneath the eyelids, every passing doubt. I'm belonging to the blank generation, and I could take it or leave it each time. I'm belonging to the blank generation, but I could take it or leave it each time. I'm belonging to the blank generation, and I could take it or leave it each time.
Okay, we started with Nouvelle Vague featuring Phoebe Kildare with the cover of Richard Hell's Blank Generation, Ramones, Bonza Goes to Bitburg from 1986's Animal Boy, and Junior Mervin, the one and only with Police and Thieves album of the same name. And I was going to do a scene report, but I'll push that back a little bit because I'm just going to read you off some Illinois fun facts. Let's see here. Corruption in Illinois. Corruption in Illinois has been a problem from the earliest history of the state. Electoral fraud in Illinois predates the territory's admission to the Union in 1818. Illinois had the third most federal criminal convictions for public corruption between 1976 and 2012, behind New York and California. And a study published by the University of Illinois Chicago in 2022 ranks Illinois as the second most corrupt state in the nation, with four of the last 11 governors serving time in prison. And which state ranked number one? Honestly, I don't know. I don't think Massachusetts is number one. Top five, maybe. But, you know, your mileage may vary. So, before we go to the next block of noise, I'm just going to read off some Illinois politicians you may remember. Rahm Emanuel. William M. Daley. That's right, a Daley who couldn't get elected mayor. Dennis Hastert. George Ryan. Dan Rostenkowski. Carol Moseley Braun. Adlai Stevenson. There were three of them. And Rod Blagojevich. Well, now that you have forced some precious memories out of your head to just remember some Illinois politicians, I'm going to throw things over to the one, the only, the cream.
Thank you very much. Jack Bruce on the vocals.
Soldado no eres Juárez, soldado no eres Juárez, soldado, soldado. Yo sé que tu mano tiembla, soldado, cuando disparas, soldado, soldado. Soldado.
And that was Rage Against the Machine with Sleep Now in the Fire from the live album The Battle of New Mexico. It came out in 2020, but the concert's from 1999. Before that, we had Kilo Payun, Canción del Soldado, Song of the Soldier, and Cream, Politician from Live Cream 1972 compilation. Those are three live ones for you. And as we listen to Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass give their inimitable cover of the Zorba the Greek theme, let's have ourselves that long-delayed but always welcome scene report. All right, what do we got coming up? On the 23rd, there's two things you could do on the 23rd of August. You could go to Deep Cuts in Medford and see Dogcat, Three Mandarines, and the... And the Dragonflies, haha. $10 in advance, $12 at the door. 18 plus show, doors at 7, music at 8. Also on the 23rd, you could go to the Jungle in Somerville and see the Glove Box, B-A-L-K-S, 3 Weeks Notice, the Plus Ones, and Foes of Fern. $10 is the cost, 21 plus show, doors at 7, music at 8. On the 24th, at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, see Thrust Club, Phantom Handshake, and Honeywave. $10 at the door, cash please. 21 plus, doors at 8. On the 25th, also at the Midway in Jamaica Plain, there'll be a benefit for Rosie's Place. Rosie's Place doing a lot of very good work for vulnerable people here in the city and the surrounding areas. And you can see Neighborhood Shift, Unhinged, No Chain, Latch, and Cold Case. Doors are at 3. It's an all-ages show, and bring those $15 in cash, please, to support a really good cause. And on the 27th of August at the Jungle in Somerville, see MK Naomi, Powder Maker, and Mr. Jeff Bouquet. Music's at 7, 21 plus show, and it's free. It's something good for you to do on a Tuesday evening. And on the 7th of September, the JP Music Fest from 12 to 7 p.m. It's free, free, free. And our good friends Time and Place will be playing a set. Also on the 24th, this weekend, something very important I want to put on your radar. Yesterday, Warm Up Boston did a benefit show at O'Brien's, and it was a fantastic turnout. Congratulations to everyone who came. You'll get extra credit on your final grades. But this Saturday, Warm Up Boston, Food Not Bombs, and the Greater Boston Tenants Union will be having a block party from 2 to 8 p.m. on Greylock Road in Alston, dear old Rat City. You can cook out, do some community building, distribute some material aid resources, and do some skill sharing. And remember, strong communities start with warm meals. And that about does it for this edition of the Scene Report. Tune in next week for some more cultural missives and directives. And let's listen. I'm going to slowly fade out of this and throw things over to Mr. Tom Paxton.
From LBJ, it said, "This is your lucky day. It's time to put your khaki trousers on. Though it may seem very clear, we've got no job to give you here, so we are sending you to Vietnam." Lyndon Johnson told the nation, "Have no fear of escalation. I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese." I jumped off the old troop ship and sank in mud up to my hips. I cussed until the captain called me down. Never mind how hard it's raining, think of all the ground we're gaining. Just don't take one step outside of town. Lyndon Johnson told the nation, "Have no fear of escalation. I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese." Every night the local gentry slip out past the sleeping sentry. They go out to join the old VC. In their nightly little dramas, they put on their black pajamas and come lobbing mortar shells at me. But Lyndon Johnson told the nation, "Have no fear of escalation. I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese." we'd go around in helicopters like a bunch of big grasshoppers searching for the Viet Cong in vain. They left the note that they had gone, they had to get down to Saigon, their government positions to maintain. And Lyndon Johnson told the nation, have no fear of escalation, I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese. Well, here I sit in this rice paddy, wondering about Big Daddy, and I know that Lyndon loves me so. Yet how sadly I remember way back yonder in November when he said I'd never have to go. But Lyndon Johnson told the nation, have no fear of escalation, I am trying everyone to please. Though it isn't really war, we're sending 50,000 more to help save Vietnam from Vietnamese.
Now over there in Managua Square, with American-made bombs falling everywhere, kill women and children and animals too. These bombs are made by people like me and you. And we told that we hold a big stick over them. What I know, what I've read, that peace is in our hands. Over there in Guatemala, my friend, we're making mistakes there once again. Uncle Sam supports a fascist regime that doesn't represent the people over there. And we learn and believe there is justice for us all. And we lie to ourselves with a big stick up our ass. Now if we stand and yell it out that war isn't what we're all about, someone will hear and bring us back to get the peace train back on its track.
Toting, and even the Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave.
take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
And that's Mr. Barry McGuire with Eve of Destruction. Before that, Minutemen from their final album, Three-Way Tie for Last, The Big Stick, and Tom Paxton. Lyndon Johnson told the nation, and indeed he did. And that'll do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. And if I'm going to be out in Chicago on Thursday. The convention will be done by then. If you're going out there before me, just, lemon juice as a good, it's a good way to counteract tear gas. I say that for no real reason. Okay, in the spirit of the season, in the spirit of the convention, I'm going to leave you with a number written by Mr. Eddie Grant. That's right, he wrote a song that wasn't just Electric Avenue, although Electric Avenue is also a very good song. Ciao.
Victim really won't come back. I've been running.